when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm so glad you tuned in tonight. We're not going to do our usual procedure. Our usual procedure is we come in, and after a very brief introduction, either myself or my co-host, Matt, will give a prayer. But we have a very, very special co-host on tonight. He's going to be kind of co-hosting with us. He's our guest. He's our commander of the League of the South. We're going to have him give a prayer in just a minute. But we're going to be discussing some rather depressing news in Europe and here in the United States. And one of our beloved guys has been convicted of multiple convictions, trumped up charges. But with that, we're going to go right straight to, like we usually don't do, any housekeeping chores we have that we usually do, the very first segment, we're going to wait until the second hour to do that. So with that out of the way, Dr. Hill, Dr. Michael Hill, my brother, are you there?
Brother, I am here. It's good to be on with you today.
It's great to be on. I've been trying to get Dr. Hill on. This will be our 10th broadcast, and Lord have mercy, we have chased him all over the South to try to get him on. We finally got him cornered by Edwards. And so we're really tickled to have you on tonight, Dr. Hill. I know they do.
It's my pleasure to be on with you, Eddie, always.
Well, it's just tickle me to death, tickle Matt. Of course, I know you know Matt all too well. Yeah. He's been in the League of the South before I knew about the League of the South.
Dr. Hill, it is wonderful to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you too, Matt. Glad to be on the show. Appreciate it.
Well, Dr. Hill, yes, if you will, would you lead us off in a prayer? Lord knows we need it as bad as we've ever needed it.
I sure will. Everybody out there, bow your heads and let's pray for a minute here. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on us as a people. We ask that you give us strength, that you give us wisdom, that you give us courage, and that in the end you give us victory. I pray that we will stand in your word. I pray that we will be faithful to you and to each other. And I pray that no matter what should befall us as a people, that you will give us the tenacity and the ability and the resources to fight this victory on unto the very end. And when it is all done, Father, I pray that you will greet us with those words that every man and every woman who belongs to you wants to hear, and that is, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your peace. I pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Hill, Matt's going to be having a lion's share of driving this interview tonight. I'm going to get my 2 cents worth in, but as you know, you've known Matt longer than you have me. So, Dr. Hill, get right in. I think you said when we talked the other day, you said you wanted to talk about the League of the South news, give us updates. And later on, we want to get into the never-ending enemy thorn in our side, the Jew, and what they've done to several of our colleagues in Charlottesville. And with that, Dr. Hill, I'm going to shut up and let you rock and roll, and Matt can come in and ask his questions as he needs to. So go ahead, Dr. Hill.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I just want to introduce the listeners out there to the league, and we've been around now for almost 25 years. That makes me pretty old now, but I don't feel it. We are a Southern Nationalist organization, and when I use the term Southern here, I mean white men and women. So when I say white Southerners, that's kind of repeating myself there. So I don't need to say that. So when I'm talking about the Southern people, I'm talking about white people. And the league is open to all whites. You don't have to be a Southerner. You can be a white from some other part of the country. Or, you know, we have members from all 50 states. We have members in Europe. We have members in Australia, members in Canada, members in Southern Africa. Everywhere that the white man has planted his civilization, pretty much, we have members. So you don't have to be a Southerner, although most of our members are. But you do have to be a Southern nationalist in the sense that you agree that what we're fighting for, the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, is a worthy goal, and that you'll support us in that. As I said, we've been around for about 25 years. We got a good website, which is www.leagueofthesouth.com, and you can go on there and read the latest news and read a lot of articles and some other stuff on there that'll tell you all about us and has contact information. And if you should have any questions about anything, I'd be glad to take a call from you in the office here. I'm in here 6 days a week all day and all night. I kind of stay here. This is kind of my home. I'll be glad to talk with you. And if I'm not here, just leave a message and I'll call you back. But when I say Southern nationalist, we want a free and independent South. We've never been bashful about saying that. We believe we can rule ourselves better than we have been ruled by the globalists in Washington, D.C. and in New York and the satellite places like Hollywood and other places like that. And, of course, all these places are controlled by the Jew, and the Jew is our eternal enemy. And we're going to name the Jew today. I promised you yesterday that we'd do that when I got on here. I don't think that you, Eddie, or you, Matt, either one, have any problems with that.
No.
Not truthful about these things. I've recognized that for a long time. You know, my daddy told me when I was 12 years old that we fought on the wrong side in World War II, and that General Patton had said that. General Patton said it, and it was good enough for me and for my daddy. And so he taught me the truth very early. And then my father-in-law, when I was in my mid-20s, reinforced that for me. So thank God for those two men in my life. Who taught me the truth about these things. But I've known this for, as I said, for all my life, and the league emphasizes that, and we come to emphasize it very strongly over the last decade or so. Because, listen, if you can't name your enemy or you won't name your enemy, you can never defeat him. So when we say we're Southern nationalists, we want a homeland in the South for the Southern people and anyone else that we decide that we want to let in here, not that the Jew decides they want to throw in here on us, and that means white people. We want to make the South white man's land again, like it was when my granddaddy and my great-granddaddy and my great-great-granddaddy ruled things down here. And we've let it slip away. We really have, and we got nobody to blame.
Dr. Hill?
Music.
We'll be right back.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, Rack. People, we're back after the break. We have the great one and only Dr. Hill, and he is our honored guest. We've never had him on Blood River Radio before, and I'm glad, people, that you are tuned in to Blood River Radio. We're so proud of this station. We're so proud of this our situation here. And with that, people, I'm going to go right back to Dr. Hill. He's going to start up right where he left off, and then with that, Dr. Hill and Matt's going to drive the rest of the show. Okay, guys, go for it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie. Yeah, as I was saying right before the break there, you know, we've been around for like 25 years, and we stand for the Southern people, and that means white people. We want to make the South again into white man's land where we rule things and we can keep out those undesirables. We're not going to be a dumping ground for third world refuse. We're not going to be ruled by the Jew. We're not going to be ruled by anybody but ourselves. And that's an admirable goal, I believe, and it's one that we've been pursuing for 25 years, organizing. And, you know, when I say that we are for the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, that's what I'm talking about. We want to be free, and we want to rule ourselves. Now, is this going to be easy? No. The enemy is formidable, has all kind of resources, but, you know, fight worth winning is a fight worth losing. We don't intend to lose. And most of us are Christians, although you do not have to be a Christian to be a member of the League. Most of us are, and when I say Christians, we're not like these cucked out Zao Christians who think that, you know, there is something special about the modern state of Israel or the Jews of the chosen people. We know who God's chosen people are, and it's not the Jews. The Jews are the devil's chosen people. So, you know, we're very bold and straightforward about all this. We want the South to be a place where our people can thrive, our people can live, our people can rule. And every people has to have a land, and this is ours. Yes, sir, Matt.
Now, before the break, you were talking about something that strikes to my core. You were talking about your ancestors, your family. And that's the thing, that a lot of these people, I just want to assume that anyone in our audience may not understand what the Jews are doing to us. are they not just turning us into a commodity that they can use for their own wealth? Are they not just turning you into a number? You know, that's something that separates the League of the South and our values from theirs. We believe in our family. You were talking about that. Tell us about your family heritage and your ancestry, why that's important to us.
All right. Yeah, that's always been very important to me. In fact, that's how I really got into all this. I was fortunate, blessed, really, to grow up in a family where I heard a lot discussed by my elders about who we were, meaning our family. We have roots in Scotland, in both the Lowlands and Highlands, in Ireland, both the current-day Republic and Ulster, what most people call Northern Ireland, or a lot anyway, in Wales, in England, particularly northwestern England, in Normandy, in France, got some of that, and some Scandinavian, and pretty much Northern European in general, but mainly Celtic, and I'm very proud of that. And I started out in college, studying the Celtic history because it was kind of an extension of my own family, and that has been really, really beneficial to me in knowing who I am and where I come from. And I don't think that our people can succeed unless we have those connections to the past, because if we don't have the connections to the past, we can't really understand where we are right now or where we need to go in the future and what we need to put together again to have a civilization of our own and to defend it. You learn about who you are. Find out about your bloodline and enjoy the study of it and enjoy the history and the heroism that you're going to find there. It inspired me, I guess, as much as anything ever has to do what I'm doing today, because I value where I, the people I came from. I always think that they're watching me, and I think they really literally are.
I like, there's one passage in scripture where I love it. It talks about, I think it was, Jacob, it says he died and they laid him down to sleep with his fathers. I love that passage. I love that phrase because that's exactly what we're fighting for. You know, this is our land, our ancestors, and someday we're going to join the ground with them. But you know what? That's what it's all about.
Well, that is true. I mean, you know, we come from a long line of blood, and we need to continue that line, and we need to bring those younger people coming up behind us into this and teach them what all this means. And we need to honor our ancestors who have gone on before us, because we will take our place with them and be looking down on what our posterity are doing. And then they, in their turn, will, you know, come to join us. But at the end of it all, we'll all celebrate as victors, because we are going to win this fight, for the simple reason that we are on the side of righteousness, and we are on the side of the God who created everything that was, is, and ever will be. And as long as we align ourselves like that, I have no doubt that we, like our ancestors, will triumph against all odds in this fight. And the odds look formidable against us, and from a temporal, earthly sense, they are. But we don't judge things just by what we can see. We judge things by the word of the God who created us, and we take strength and we take our truth from that wonderful, wonderful source. And to do that gives us not only the confidence, but it gives us the victory in the end, and I just think that's a wonderful thing to lean on. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. But we always have to go back and remember who we are and where we came from, because that tells us what we're fighting for.
Absolutely,
Dr. Hill. I'm sorry, I was going to delay my question, but I guess I'll go ahead and ask. I'll make a brief statement. You and Matt are really on to the crux of the situation. And you can go back and you can ask none other than Karl Marx, who said he made the statement that something to the effect that If we can separate the young people from their ancestry, if we can separate them from their roots, they don't know where they've come, then we can, they don't know where they've been, we can take them anywhere. You know, and that is so true. Dr. Hill, and I'd like to ask one question that's bothered me. Do you know what? Our adversaries, and it seems like it's almost impossible sometimes to overcome the roadblocks that are in front of us. How would you say, if someone was to ask you, the way the South is now, we're probably a minority, the white people in the South. And I've had people to ask me, how on earth do they think I can retake the South? How can we retake the South, Dr. Hill, in the first little baby steps, steps, what can we do first? How can we retake the South and turn into our homeland?
Well, first thing I think we have to do is we have to convince our people. And listen, I don't know what the situation is in all the southern states, but I know here in my home state of Alabama that white people still constitute about 70 to 75% of the population, and that's a big majority. But the thing is, a lot of those white people have forgotten who they are. They've forgotten that they're white. They've forgotten, more importantly, that they're Southern. And I think a lot of this is because of the impact of popular culture and the media.
Dr. Hill, we've got to go up on a break. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I wish I'd have waited for my question. And we're going right to a break. People, hang on to this riveting show tonight. We're coming right back after the break. We're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Well, hello, people. We're right back with Blood River Radio, and we're interviewing the one and only Dr. Hill. We're going to go straight back to where he left off, let him continue with his explanation of how we can take back the South. And then so when he gets through, then Matt's going to take us on in with his questions. Okay, let's back to you now, Dr. Hill. And thank you so much for being on tonight.
That, Eddie. Yeah, I think, sir. I left off by saying we still have a majority of Southerners in Alabama, white folks. And that's true to varying degrees across the South. We have to mobilize these people. First of all, we have to alert them to the situation. And they've been blinded to that because they've been subject to what Donald Trump, one of the few things that he's managed to do, and that is to get this idea of fake news out there. And I congratulate him for that. I've been disappointed by a lot of the things that he's failed to do, but he has called out the news media. And I think a lot of people are beginning to realize that what we call the news today is nothing but the lies of the Jew, designed to help destroy us, keep us asleep. And once our people can wake up to the fact that white genocide is real, and see what's happening in Southern Africa and what's happening in Europe, and what's coming here is a real thing. It's not just some amorphous threat out there. It's a real threat. It's an existential threat. It threatens our very existence as a people. We're going to have to wake our people up to that, and then we're going to have to organize them. Started off the show tonight by saying that the League had been around for 25 years. We've been trying to wake people up for that long, and it's been a hard, hard fight because we don't have the resources. We don't have the outlets, media outlets, or all of the other things that the opposition has. So we've had to kind of do it the slow way. Social media has been good for us over the last 10 years or so, but especially since Charlottesville, we've been banned from that, and it's a constant fight to stay on social media. It's a constant fight to raise money because we've been banned from, you know, PayPal and GoFundMe and all the other online services. So, but we're beginning to get the word out, and I think a lot of circumstantial evidence is there that it's waking people up too. In other words, they're seeing circumstances in their daily lives where they're beginning to say, this is not right. Why are these people here in my community? They don't belong here. Who is responsible for this? And it's up to us, those of us who have been on the front lines of this fight for a long time, to continue to run with this message and to name the Jew. I mean, because if you're not going to do that, you are not going to win because they are the ancient enemy of our people. And they are going to continue doing what they do because that is what they do naturally. They are evil incarnate, and they are going to continue to try to destroy the white race because we are the threat to their existence. And
Dr. Hill,
a battle royal to the end. I signed up to this a long time ago. You know, I started in the early 1970s fighting communists. And I'm going to continue it until the day that I die, God willing, as long as I've got the strength and the resources. And this is a wonderful, wonderful adventure for a young man to get involved in who loves his people, who wants to see a future for white children and a future for himself, a prosperous future. It's a great adventure to get involved in. And if a young man doesn't have an adventure to get involved in, he's missed out on something. Two things a young man needs. He needs an adventure, and he needs a good woman. And I know a lot of young men today are having trouble finding both of those. You come aboard with us, and we'll try to help you out because we can certainly guarantee you that we'll give you the opportunity to be a hero for your people. And that attracts the right type of women for white men.
For these young men, I'll say, at the end of your lives, like if you're living in a nursing home or rest home or whatever, the last thing you're going to think about looking back over your whole life is that you wish you'd watched more TV or anything like that.
That's exactly right. I wish I'd watched more TV and played more video games. Absolutely.
No, these are avenues for young men to get into, and when they look back over their life, they'll be more proud than anything.
Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. And speaking of nursing homes, I always joke with a good friend of mine about not ending up at Shady Pines. God willing, I ain't going to end up in no nursing home. That's one of my goals is to not, because there's plenty to do between now and the time that I leave off this earth that will keep me occupied. And I hope God gives me the strength and the ability to do it to my last day and go out fighting and go out winning. But, yeah, this is a great opportunity for young men who love their race, who love their people, who love their culture and civilization, to step up and do something about it. Because, look, the dark storm clouds are gathering. We know who the enemy is, and we know what he's trying to do to us. It's plain as the nose on your face. All you have to do is open your eyes and be aware, and most of us, you know, are able to do that. It's only when we refuse to see what's going on that we become blind and ineffective. But when you raise your head up and you open your eyes, you can't help but see what's going on. And then the ball is in your court. You know, what are you going to do about it? We offer young men and women a place to come to do something about it. And we got the doors open for you. And you know that the war is already here. You know who the enemy is, and you know what their plan is. And here we are. But I would like to say something about a subject that Eddie brought up at the very beginning of the show. And that is yesterday the decision came down in Charlottesville against James Fields, and he was convicted of first-degree murder and a number of other so-called crimes that he committed back in August of 2017. And we just believe that he was railroaded, that this was a show trial. He was a political prisoner, and that he was convicted of this to make an example of. To show white men, this is going to happen to you if you stand up and defend your race and your culture and your civilization. Well, my message to those people is you can go straight to hell. We're going to stand up even more boldly now than we have before, and you can take your court system, and you can take all the rest of your institutions that you plan to use against us, and you can take them straight to hell with you.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Hill.
We are coming, and we are going to win.
Amen.
And if you think that your institutions that you have seized control of, that our ancestors created, are going to be used against us, you've got another thing coming. You hand down something that is meant to destroy us, and we'll throw it right back at you.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Hill. I wish we'd got somebody that wants some real cojones, Dr. Hill. I know you're going to be so shy and bashful. We never got you on this show. Dr. Hill, how can they contribute? Listen, you need money, dude. And listen, Dr. Hill, how can a young man join the League of the South, and how can someone contribute to your organization? And also, and third part of that question, when we get through, because we're probably going to a break in a minute, I want to know how this has affected membership in the Southern Defense League. But can you answer those three questions, Dr. Hill? How can people contribute? How can they join? How's it affected?
Obviously, my chief of staff, Michael Tubbs, and I, as well as the league itself, are facing civil lawsuits that will be tried in court in Charlottesville. That ought to tell you something. Next summer. So. We need money for our legal defense fund. You can go to leagueofthesouth.com website, or you can contact me. The email address and the phone numbers is on there as contact information on the website. You can contact me, or I think there's a means on there where you can donate straight to us. I've got a PayPal account. I have to keep the details of it secret or I'll lose it. So if you want to contribute that way, you can get in touch with me here at the league office. But, yes, we do need money. We can't raise money as effectively as the left can because they cut us off from our sources online. So we have to do it the old-fashioned way with checks and money orders and cash and stuff like that. Although, as I said, I still have a clandestine PayPal account, but I can't give out information on it publicly or it'll be shut down within a few hours probably. But, you know,
Dr. Hill, I hear the dreaded music coming up. We're going to a quick commercial.
Website and you can join. We need your membership. We need your energy and we need your presence in the streets.
Yes. Yes, sir. We're going to go quick to a break, and we will come right back where we left off, Dr. Hill. This is a great man. This is, I've wanted somebody this fiery on for a long time. We finally got it. We're coming right back after this break, people.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It ain't gonna happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, people, we're right back now, and I'm telling you what. I'm telling you flat out, Dr. Hill is making all of our days here. I tell you what, I love Dr. Hill. He's plain speaking. If you can't understand what he's saying, then you must be deaf. I'll tell you what, we do not have enough Dr. Hills in our movement. You can ask all my friends that know me, and including Matt, and Dr. Hill will probably know it. But the one attribute that I value above all in men, of course, I value honesty, integrity, loyalty. But you know what? If you don't have courage, if you don't have, and I'm talking about raw, sheer pit bull courage, you ain't any good in my book. You know, if you can't defend home and hearth and you can't stand up against the people that are trying to kill our race, then you're no good. You know, you're just a worthless coward. But Dr. Hill, I would like to ask you before I go right back to you, now this is a radio station. We're in progress. We're hoping to get a lot better. We're trying to get more tech people on. We got a good webmaster. We got people backing us, but probably the biggest roadblock in this radio station is me, because I'm the lowest tech person here. But as soon as we get able, Dr. Hill, I would like to link to the League of the South. And before I go back to you, Dr. Hill, what can Blood River Radio do to help you? I mean, we want to, because man, you are it. You're the king of the hill, fellow, in our book. So what can we do to help you?
Well, I heard as I was waiting to come on tonight, you were running our 60-second ad. You should continue to do that. Just have me on every once in a while. Man, you know I love to come on your show, love to come on the radio, and it's just like talking with an old friend, you know. So just
yes,
have
sir.
Me on, and let me keep in touch with you by phone and email and give you the schedule of the things that we're going to be doing in 2019, and we're going to try to be real busy out in the streets and other places like we always have been. Just kind of keep us in the forefront of the minds of your audience there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I would beg and plead people with people out there, young men. I mean, if you want to join any organization that's worth of their salt, I've seen them all. I've seen a lot of them. I'll be 72 years old in April. I've seen every organization you can imagine. And the best one I've ever seen is the League of the South. And you cannot beat Dr. Hill. He is the real deal. I'm flat out telling you, the man is the real deal. I would beg you people to join. We need you. We need the young men. And with that, Dr. Hill, I don't know. Maybe I should ask this. What's the status with the Southern Defense League? How are we doing there?
We have an organization within the league called the Southern Defense Force, and it's mainly for league internal security. And we take not just young men, but older men with military experience and maybe law enforcement experience. And you know, we have a lot of events that call for security. And we've had other organizations and individuals on the so-called alt-right over the last year or two approach us about providing security for their events, and we politely turn them down because we have this organization within the league for the league, and you know, it's a dangerous world out there, and so we have the Southern Defense Force. The left always wants to call it a militia or right-wing death squads or whatever, and I don't give a damn what they call it. I don't care how scared it makes them. But just to be upfront with your audience out there, it's our internal security force, and we have a need for that because, you know, the left is, you know, they're intent on trying to shut us down and shut us out of the streets, and we're going to show them who the streets belong to. We showed them in Charlotte,
yes, sir,
who the street belonged to.
Absolutely, we did.
We damn sure did.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
And we will, you know, obviously they're carrying us into court to fight us the way cowards fight with words and tortuous arguments and, you know, things like that. I'd prefer to fight a man physically like my Celtic ancestors would, but they want to take us in and try to beat us down with lawfare and twisting words and, you know, financial means and all that kind of stuff, just like the Jew does. The Jew has no courage; he just has a little cleverness about him. But we're going to force things out on the right battlefield one of these days, and then we'll see who wins. You know what I'd like to say to the young men and women out there is, you got a chance to stand for your people. Now, you can stand in other organizations besides the league. They're out there, and there probably will be others forming. But we have a good track record. We've been around for 25 years. We got some really fine people, and we know what we're doing. We're organized pretty well, and we think we know what it's going to take to win this fight. Let me tell you this. You wake up every morning knowing that you've got this joy in your heart that you have been allowed to be a warrior for your people. What an honor. What a privilege to know that you are a warrior for your people and that you have a chance to serve and be remembered fondly by those who come after you as a hero of your people. What better motivation could you have? We've lost so much of this in the modern world. You know, as a student of history, I go back to the ancient times and the Middle Ages, and even the early modern period here, and you can see all these examples of heroism from our people. History has not stopped. It's still here. It's still ongoing, and you are a part of it. You have a chance to make your mark as a warrior for your people. Don't miss that opportunity. And we can give you the vehicle to serve. And we can give you those men who will stand by you shoulder to shoulder in this fight until we win it. And we are determined to win it. If not in this generation, God willing, in the next generation. But we will fight and we will win because we are white men. We're conquerors. We're inventors. We're explorers. We're warriors. God put us here and gave us the greatest civilization the world has ever known. And if we don't stand to defend it, then we are not men. We don't deserve the name of white man and white woman if we won't stand up for this. So we're giving you the opportunity, and I hope you'll take advantage of it.
Hear, hear.
You know, Dr. Hill. Hear, hear. I was going to say the same thing.
But I'm going to tell you what. These young people need to look at those pictures of the old timers, people from the 1800s. Look at their faces. Look at their hands. Those people had grit. I remember my own grandparent. He would take a pocket knife out of his pocket and stick it into his hand to cut a splinter out. Those people were hardcore and serious, and they had humanity in their hearts. So we do not need to throw that away because our government says to throw it away. We do not need to throw these things away because TV says to throw it away. Please.
Oh, no,
people.
Sir. Absolutely. I'd encourage you to take your TV and throw it out the window and pull an Elvis and, you know, shoot the damn thing. Get that damn YouTube out of your house. And
throw the government away.
Read books and listen to heroic music. And read poetry. Become a warrior poet, you know, like your ancestors. Learn to live the old-fashioned way. Get yourself tough and in shape. Hell, I just turned 67 years old, and I feel like I'm still a young man.
You are a young man.
Because I do these things.
I'm 70, almost 72, Dr. Hill, so you're just a young whippersnapper.
That's exactly right, sir. Absolutely. And by when I get 72, sir, you'll still be young.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's all a state of mind, sir. It's all a state of
yes,
mind.
Sir.
And you take care of yourself, eat right, exercise, work out, learn the martial arts of handling weapons and defending yourself. And, man, you can go out there, and that's exactly what your enemy fears. He fears to see you coming, and that's exactly what we want them to do, is to tremble in their boots when they see us coming.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen, brother.
And we can do it.
Yes, we can. Yes, we most certainly can, Dr. Hill. I tell you, we're a living example. Dr. Hill works out. By the way, Dr. Hill has a PhD in history. I forgot to mention that. Taught history at the University of Alabama and other places. And can bench press probably, you know, 1,000 pounds. I just got back, Dr. Hill, from doing the New York Marathon. It was my fourth New York Marathon. I did it in 2014, 15, 16, and just got through with it.
I know
November
you
the
did.
4th.
Congratulations,
and,
sir. That's quite
thank
a
you,
feat.
Sir. And yes, sir. But now I'm going to shut up and go back to Matt. Matt, you got anything to add to that, young fella?
Just young men, sign up and join. Go to his website and please join our cause. We need you. We need you, absolutely. We can't do it without you.
We've
got a conflict. We're at war already. It's just a lot of white people don't realize it yet because they're still too comfortable. But we are at war, and the opposition knows it. It's time for us to recognize it, too, and to mobilize and get out there and defend that wonderful civilization that our ancestors, through the good Lord himself, has bequeathed to us. And if we can't do that, we can't call ourselves men.
You know, Dr. Hill, what my litmus test with people is I'll tell them about what's going on in South Africa, and then I'll ask them to go to research it. And if they can't get on our side after that, I have no use for them. But, Dr. Hill, we've reached the end of the hour. I sure hate to see you go. I hope you will be willing to come back, and I know you will. We're going to get you back on as soon as we can. The people, if you will, hang on. We don't have a guest for the second hour. We're going to go back with Mr. Jacob Tyler, and Matt's going to help us with Jacob Tyler. Thank you so much, Dr. Hill. Thank you, people, for tuning in. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you now.